So next, after the hole, we're going to talk about the Slick Willy.
Slick William's probably in the hole.
Yep. So, William, I wonder how they would have said that at the prison.
Yeah, Slick Willy, report to the hole.
A lot of excited inmates.
If you are looking for a dead serious podcast filled with dry, humorless people, you are in the wrong place. This is Midnight Hollow, and we will dive into some weird, creepy, and paranormal things with a twist of humor, bad puns, and a whole lot of laughs. So sit back and enjoy the podcast.
This is Midnight Hollow Podcast. I think it's episode 4. And unfortunately, we don't have Jess here to do her meow, 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 meow openings. But we do have a special guest, Nikki.
Hi.
Do you have a nickname we can use, or is just Nikki?
Good? No, I mean, I think my name's already out there.
Gotcha. We all kind of have stupid nicknames.
Yeah, you know.
Hers was Simmer for a short time.
Simmer.
Yeah.
Like until Simmer she started getting calls name. From pharaohs.
Pharaohs?
It's a very stripperish name. Do you know how much money I would make if I worked at pharaohs?
But yes, we do have Hazelnut over there.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I wish I could see you, though.
I know. This is
a little off
I'll
on our...
You're like
rotate.
Playing peekaboo. It's really peekaboo. Cute.
There we go.
Is this better?
Yeah.
So all your viewers at home, she just had to move over a little bit. So our topic for today is going to be haunted prisons, and it kind of went all over the place the last couple weeks as we were researching what to do. It was going to end up kind of being this mobster type thing, but then Jess unfortunately wasn't feeling well, so she could not be here today. And we decided we're just kind of go more with the weird, creepy stuff.
We're just
like
gonna
we
wing
usually
it.
Do. Yeah, we wing it anyways. So we are going to start off with Nikki. Did you want to start off with
my Eastern State pen?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And then we'll just work off you as you talk.
So we're gonna talk about the hole, just piggybacking off of that. So. Underground at Eastern State Pen, there are 4 small cells with low ceilings and no plumbing. Isolation was always used at Eastern State Penitentiary, but it's changed drastically over time. In the 20th century, isolation at Eastern State was used as a form of punishment, but prior to that time, it was the basic correctional philosophy. At every prison, punishment cells are called in inmate slang the hole, and at Eastern, it was also called the Klondike.
The Klondike?
I guess. So it's like, what wouldn't you do for
thinking that. Yeah.
Well, the first thing that grabs my attention is, I'm guessing you're just shitting in the corner at that point.
I mean,
and dealing with it.
I mean, they're probably not feeding you while you're in the hole either.
Yeah, so it's just going to be like...
It's literally the hole in the ground. That's all.
Ugh. Hole. Usually when you say you're going to the hole, it's a good thing. Well, at least...
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, Jim, no.
There's no adjectives. Like, the smelly hole would be bad.
Or like Courtney Love's hole.
I feel like that'd be the same thing, though.
Yeah.
I'd have to strap a 2x4 to my ass.
And you just shit wherever you...
Oh, that's so bad.
I actually am a Courtney Love fan, so.
I don't mind her
oh, well,
music.
I'm sure she's not listening.
Sorry, Courtney. So sorry.
Sorry, Courtney Love.
I don't know. Do you think they still do something like that? Obviously, I'm sure they have to
have plumbing. No, I don't think they throw them in a hole in the ground. I'm sure they do have the hole, which is like a solitary confinement, which I hear is pretty brutal. Anyway, and you start to kind of like hallucinate and go a little crazy if you're in there for too long.
But at least you're not in a hole in the ground. I mean,
yeah.
That's a bit of a
step. Or the Klondike. What
the
flip that means.
I probably
should have looked that up before the podcast.
The Klondike. That sounds like it would be a really good stage name.
Klondike.
Please welcome to the stage, Klondike. Like a drag name.
I was just thinking that. Klondike.
So next, after the hole, we're going to talk about the Slick Willy.
Slick Willian's probably in the hole.
Yep. So, William, I wonder how they would have said that at the prison.
Yeah, Slick Willy, report to the hole.
A lot of excited inmates at that time.
But I actually have sound effects that I'm failing on right now.
Oh, are you trying to get like a ba-dum-tsh?
Oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Can't even hear it.
So we'll put Slick Willy in the hole.
That's bad.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
I thought it was going to be like a slide whistle because, you know, it's Slick Willy's going in the hole. No, not that one.
No, he's doing that to you. But I kind of agree with Nikki. A slide whistle would have been more appropriate.
True. Or maybe just a...
Oh, no.
Okay. Anyways, you were saying, Nikki?
Wait, just, this has nothing to do with that, but I had a conversation with my friend once that it was like, if there was a sound that happened when you got aroused that everyone could hear, what would it be?
Boing!
Oh, man, I don't know.
No? I think mine would be like a little, like, chimey, tinkly, like, music box
like
type
Tinkerbell.
Of sound. Yeah, that would be me.
Way to add in a wholesome family thing. In regards to the bean. That's great. Sorry.
You're just mad because you like the Tinkerbell movies.
I absolutely adore them. They have fantastic
graphics.
I love them.
You don't have
them. And I masturbate to them.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Is there a sound you identify with?
Like a freight train?
Like a pop. I can't do it, but like a... Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I've never really...
Or like a chicken sound, maybe.
The chicken dance, maybe? I don't know.
Sloths don't make sound, or I would...
Well, no, I think sloths are cute. I don't know if I would associate with them with,
No,
like
this is Anna's sound right here.
Oh, yeah.
The wildcat sound.
Oh, boy.
That's a fun party question. Just to be like, if everyone could hear you get aroused, what would your sound be? See what everyone says.
That is.
I don't know why we were thinking about that. We have a lot of weird, like, what kind of cheese would you be? Kind of fruit would you be?
You can be good for the fire section in here because we do that a lot.
It's so weird. I don't know why we do this. And then we write down all of our friends' names and we decide which ones they are. But we're really like analytical about it. That could be your stage name.
Analytical.
Analytical.
Analytical?
Analytical could be your porn.
Analytical hazelnut.
We got way off topic.
Yeah, we did. Dang you,
not
Slick Willy.
So
we go back to the Slick Willy.
Slick Willy in the hole.
Oh, no.
So William Francis, or Slick Willy Sutton, was one of the most famous bank robbers in American history. Slick Willy spent 11 years at Eastern State Penitentiary. In 1945, Sutton, along with 11 other prisoners, escaped from Eastern State in an inmate-dug tunnel that went almost 100 feet underground. Sutton was recaptured a few minutes later, but over the course of his criminal career, Sutton is credited with over 50 bank robberies, 3 successful escapes from prison, and over 30 years served behind bars, and he died in 1980.
So I wonder if when he got caught, if he got caught by a private dick.
Private dick? No.
No, okay.
Probably not. I don't think they have those in prison.
Private dick?
Private dicks. I think that's all public dick. Are we moving on to my last buddy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Al Scarface Capone, Chicago's most famous mob boss, spent 8 months in Eastern State from 1929 to 1930, arrested for carrying a concealed deadly weapon. This was Capone's first prison sentence. His time in Eastern State was spent in relative luxury. His cell was on the Park Avenue block and had fine furniture, oriental rugs, and a cabinet radio. I don't think I've ever seen a cell with carpet before.
No, and they said that he had visions, like he was getting weird visions and stuff. And someone just told me that it's because he had gonorrhea.
Syphilis.
Is it?
Syphilis. Gonorrhea, syphilis, same thing.
And that was giving him weird visions in prison.
Yeah, he thought he was haunted or like he was
possessed. I mean, he could have been. I'm sure it's haunted.
I'm sure he's poking every broad that crossed his path anyway, so
that's
eventually he's going to get something.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
I didn't know that made you hallucinate.
I didn't know either. I never will know, I guess.
You don't knock on wood now.
I'm vaccinated. Hey, I wrapped this goat.
Things I didn't need to know for $200.
But what
Alex?
About your penis?
So, Anna, are you going to talk about?
I'm going to use that Al Capone segue
nice.
And talk about Alcatraz.
Woo.
I thought you were going to talk about gonorrhea.
Alcatraz. That's a good drag name, too. Welcome to the stage, Alcatraz. I like that one. You little edgy drag queen.
Or king. Don't discriminate.
Yeah, I mean, Alcatraz sounds like it would be a drag king's name,
actually. So, what can you tell us creepy about Alcatraz?
Okay, so there was this, Al thought that he was being haunted by this guy named Jimmy.
Not me.
What?
Not me.
Might have been you. I don't know. You could have been reincarnated. See? Tying it back to the previous episode.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Nice. She's all about segues.
See, now I just envision, like, old men, like, on the actual segues, like, driving around, like, do-do-do-do.
What are they doing?
Do-do-do-do-do. Okay. Except that's, like, kind of
Is that
of
your
a...
sound?
No.
You were envisioning old men, and you got really turned on.
I was going to say it sounds like the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, okay.
Maybe that's my turned on sound.
I was thinking about, like, It, where he's like this, and you hear, like, do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically he was haunted by this guy named Jimmy, and he would just be screaming all the time. And yeah, it was just kind of creepy. And then later, I guess he would... when he was still alive, he would, like, play his banjo in the shower room. And then, like, years later, they would just hear, like, music, like a banjo playing, like, way
out. Who's allowed to have a banjo in there?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I feel like you can do a lot of damage
Deliverance
with a banjo.
Deliverance. You know, I hear banjos monitor.
<Yep. laughs> They're all like, oh, no.
That kind of... Do they have a slick willy hole there, too? Because a lot of banjo playing there, I'm sure.
Oh, man. You're killing me, Smalls. Like, they used to do, like, sewing machines in D-Block, which is, like, one of the most haunted places in the country. And I guess when a psychic went in there, like, she could hear, like, a buzzing noise. And then she felt, like, a sharp pain in her neck. And, like, one of the famous prisoners, his name's eluding me, died there by being stabbed in the neck.
And I guess just that little needle?
No, I think it was, like, a shiv or something. But... yeah, and I guess, like, a lot of people have had, like... hot and cold spots, but yeah, I think the most pronounced one was Al, because he would just be screaming, like, stay away, Jimmy, stay away, Jimmy. And it wasn't even just in Alcatraz, it was, like, before that. It was after the Valentine's Day murder mm-hmm. is when it started, and then, you know, he went to a psychic to try and get rid of him, and, you know, his bodyguards would, like, run into the room when he'd be screaming in the middle of the night.
It's like, it was like, you're in danger, girl.
Yeah. You know, if I could have anyone narrate my life, it would probably be Nicki Minaj. I feel like it would be much more interesting to have Nikki follow me around and narrate.
If I haunted you and then just, like...
Yeah, like, you know how most people would pick, like, Morgan Freeman? I'd be no, I'd pick Nikki.
Just be a lot of, like, girl, what is you doing?
It's kind of crazy. And then, were we going to talk about the escapes or no?
Well, sure. Did you do any research on those escapes?
I did. The most famous one was in 1962.
Right.
All right. So I don't know if anyone listening has actually been to Alcatraz, but it's, like, relatively close to San Francisco.
I want to.
It's really close to shore, and it's actually a lot smaller than I thought it would be. But I guess, like, the current is, like, really crazy, and I guess these three guys, two brothers and a guy named Frank, use, like, broken vacuum motor and, like, chiseled out a hole and, like, escaped through the pipes. And they were never found, and I guess one of the brothers allegedly sent a letter to the FBI in, like, the 20-teens, I think, stating, like, the other two died, and, you know, it was never confirmed whether or not it was actually them, but I think...
Didn't they make some kind of raft of, like, raincoats or something like that they stitched together get across? Right.
I heard this on a different podcast. I was listening to a story about them. I think it was a...
Because I don't think there's any way they would be able to swim it.
I think Slick Willie was on.
Maybe you could, like,
Criminal too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you could find, like, a sea lion and, like, jump on the back of it and, like, ride it to shore, because it's pretty close to the pier. So.
Right. It is a lot closer than anything. So I watched enough Charmed episodes when they do the whole pan thing. You can see Alcatraz in the background.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like crazy close to shore.
I like nipples.
Oh, Jim. And
then you should watch nipples?
I do. Jennifer Aniston was my number one for the longest time.
Jennifer Aniston nipples.
She has problems with her nipples. She's admitted she has problems with her nipples.
Oh, does she? Yep. I thought they were fake for years, that they were just like little...
Tic-tacs? Tic-tac nipples?
Well, no, I already said tic-tac nipples.
You can get the cutlets,
like,
that stick on there? Well, you can get, like, nipple ones, and I just thought she would just wear them under her t-shirts.
Yeah, but I don't think they made those in, like, the the 90s.
She finally gave it up when Chelsea Handler, she was on the show, and she walks out, and Chelsea Handler, like, had super...
Oh, my God.
And she's going, oh, my God. And then she finally was like, yeah, I have problems, and they're always hard.
Huh. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, there you go. Jennifer Aniston, hard nipples. All right, I'll excuse myself for 2 minutes now.
Oh, no.
Just anyways, 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes, because it's Jennifer Aniston.
Sure, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm good at it. A lot of practice. All right, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Ohio State reformatory. I'm really good with words. Yeah, so I was looking for a prison to kind of research, and because Eastern State and Alcatraz are like the two most famous, there was just a whole bunch of shit underneath. Like, there's hardly anything else that was like super popular, but this one seems to be pretty interesting.
Most popular prison.
Yeah, there's actually a place that I want to go, but I know Hazelnut's not going
to
go.
Want to go to prison?
No.
No, it's Rolling Hills in New York, and they actually, you can buy a night. You can stay there at night and research. It's all haunted and shit, and it's going to be awesome. All right, so there's a ghost that's reported there, and her name is Helen Glatt, whatever her name is. And she was the wife of the warden, Arthur L. She died in 1950 in an apartment in the administrative wing of the prison when a loaded handgun fell from a closet shelf and went off. Yeah, no. The story goes that Arthur swore it was an accident, but after they did a lot more research, they found out Helen wanted a divorce. And instead of going through the messy divorce, he just shot her and blamed it on a faulty gun. Now, there's sometimes people can hear gunshots at certain times, and they say it's like the same time she died. And then also, the smell of perfume always emanates from that apartment. So I found that pretty interesting and pretty creepy, to be honest with you. I mean, there was like 30 stories, all small little stories with this, but that's the one that kind of stood out the most. That would be another one I'd like to go to. But this one was really made for juveniles. This wasn't like one of the normal ones. This was more for juvies and stuff. So a lot of weird shit happened there. More weird than most prisons. You know, this is the one where, you know, don't drop the ghost soap.
The ghost soap?
Yeah, the ghost soap. And I just wanted to fit that in there somewhere.
I don't know. What would ghost soap be made out of? Like some weird kind of like witch hazel or...
Ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm, that's a good one.
I thought that only came after they were done.
Oh, no, Jim.
What?
There's got to be a better pun. This is, like, my thing.
I know. I'm, like, puns. Looking at you. I'm a little sad right now that you can't come up with something better.
I'm going to think of it.
You'll be on the way home tonight, and you'll be like, dang it!
I'll text everyone if I do think of one.
So that's kind of our prison stories. The only prison story I'd really want to see is the one where it's the women's shower.
With the banjo?
No, just the women's shower, no banjo. I wonder
just be careful what you wish for. You could get Al Capone instead,
or get like the manly women shower.
Manly women shower.
Yeah, where they're like really buff and like bushy,
like Boo from Orange Is the New Black.
What if you were in your shower tonight and you just heard like faint banjo in the background after talking about this?
I'd squeeze cheek.
I don't know what I would do. I always read those bathroom ghost stories and those freak me out.
I would just assume like my grandpa was somewhere in my house because he also plays the banjo. So if I just hear a banjo going on, it kind of doesn't
grandpa!
Bother me.
Be
like,
shower.
Papa Carl, where are you?
Now, I do have a quick bathroom haunted story, and it has nothing to do with burritos.
Jim.
What? You haven't yelled at me today, so I'm proud of you.
Well, Hazelnut. You haven't really done anything for me to yell at you about.
There was a time... way back when I was a ute, and we heard about a place called the Mushroom Man's House. Now, this is in Love Canal.
Is that by the hole?
Yeah, the stinky hole.
Is Slick Willie going to make an appearance?
In the Love Canal?
In the Love Canal. Yeah, baby. So we decided, I was working with a couple guys. I was a manager at a Vicks, and working with a couple guys to say we're going to go see what it's about. So we drove around, and the Love Canal, and then we're like, how the hell are we really going to know where this is? So I pulled over to the side of the road, and the one kid goes, well, I can figure it out. And he pointed, and the doorway was in the shape of a mushroom. Like, it was round, but then it had these weird bricks that made it look like a mushroom. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'll be damned. In the distance, out comes this woman in white. She wasn't a ghost, but she was not tanned at all, so it was kind of creepy. And we're like, holy shit, this is getting crazy. So we got out of the car and started walking towards it. And the whole thing is that you're supposed to go up to the second floor, look in the mirror, and you'll see him dead in the tub because he ate poison mushrooms from his garden.
Oh, no.
Because of Love Canal. Well, by the time we got around the one corner, we had police everywhere. And we got arrested because the one kid decided to bring brass knuckles for some reason. He wanted to beat up the mushroom man or something. He had what? Brass knuckles. So we ended up going downtown Niagara Falls on a Friday night. Yeah. Sounds like,
was it illegal to be there?
Yeah.
Very illegal.
Yeah. Luckily, the person who oversaw this whole property was my aunt. So I went to court, walked up to the judge. The judge says, okay, you're good. Dismissed.
Why didn't you just ask your aunt if you could go?
I didn't know until I got caught.
Oh.
Because she called. She goes, Jimmy, yeah, were you just arrested? I'm like, yeah, I know. I didn't know if it was in the blotter or not. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. She goes, well, no, I just got a call this morning stating that someone with my same last name was arrested on
my property.
Like, oh, shit. But, yeah, she talked to the judge. The judge dismissed me. And the other two kids are like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And they had like 6 month probation and stuff like that. So
you got a guy.
I got a guy. Or I got a
did
girl.
Did your aunt own it? Because
no, she just oversaw it. She was like the acting supervisor director for that area.
Has she gone to see if the Mushroom Man's there?
No. She really didn't like. She's extremely religious. So I didn't really want to explain to her why I got arrested. But that's my bathroom ghost story.
It's not really a You didn't actually go in the bathroom, though.
I know, but that was the whole thing. You're
I've
supposed
never
to look
heard
in
of this.
And he's dead in the tub because he ate his poison mushrooms.
We went to, what is the one in Angola? Pigman?
Yeah, Pigman.
Pigman.
What's this one? I've never heard of this one.
I guess you just drive down, it's a certain street, and you just, like, say, you're not supposed to say, like, Pigman or anything. And if you do, then he's supposed to, like, come out on the road, and you're supposed to do it at night. It's supposed to be really creepy, and it's supposed to be, like, a hybrid pig man comes out of nowhere, right?
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's very similar to that. And they say if you taunt him at all, nothing will happen then, but he'll come back to get you. Like, people have been found dead because they went there and did it and taunted him, and then weeks later they were dead.
Does it count if I do it now, if I haven't been there?
I don't think so. I think you got to be face-to-face with the oinker. I hope so, because I just called him an oinker.
I feel like that would be something that terrified me, is if I saw a human pig hybrid. Would literally creep me the fuck out. Pigs,
you do work at Main Street
me.
Host. There's lots of human pigs walking around here.
Like, pigs low key creep me out. I think
why they're so
pigs.
Smart.
I think it's the hooves and the teeth.
But they're so smart.
That's not good for my case. Like, if they were stupid, like a chicken, then, like, they're not intimidating.
Oh, God, I hate chickens. They're the worst.
Backyard chicken.
All right. All right. So, we are going to do our rapid fire session. So, since Nikki is our guest, what would you go to jail for? What would be your crime?
Indecent exposure.
What's your punishment?
I would probably get released, to be honest. I would probably have to pay a fine. That, or it would be, I have to stop myself from doing this a lot, is, like, threatening people in writing, because I'm stupid, and then I always remember, like, don't do it in writing. Like, if you're going to threaten someone, don't write it down. So
no,
I think
trail.
I would just probably lose my temper at one point and, like, message someone and be like, do it again. Like,
and it's
threaten
going
them.
Down.
Yeah, and then that would be used against me, or, like, I'd probably be drunk and have, like,
Will they, like, whip you with wet noodles or something?
Do they do that in New York State?
I don't know. Mm. They could.
Tickled.
Here's my question for your indecent exposure. Are you going to be dressed in, like, a drag outfit of any kind? Because I know you love drag. Like,
no,
as a drag king?
Usually, I feel like, so, if I'm indecent, it probably means I'm drunk, which means I'm probably in some sort
heels.
Of cocktail
yeah.
attire.
Okay, that's fair.
Is what I would assume.
Nothing but high heels.
That's what it would probably come down to. Because I'm one of those girls that I will not take my feet will bleed out of the shoe and I won't take my shoes off.
And I'm the polar opposite of that. I'm like 2 minutes in. I'm like, nope, throwing them over my shoulder.
I'll probably take off every other possible ounce of clothing before I'm like, no, I'm not taking my shoes off.
That sounds like you.
I won't pee in a public place either, though. So I don't know how this indecent exposure would actually happen. I've never peed like on the
side. Maybe you accidentally like fall over a crack in the sidewalk.
And I'm just like, whoa, legs in the air. That's probably what you know of me.
Yeah.
I am clumsy, so that would probably happen. Or just like I fall face down, ass up, and my like skirt flips over. And then you just hear like, and I'm like, fuck. Like that's probably what would get
I just can't
me.
Imagine you get arrested for that. I'd be figuring that it's like a hot summer night, really humid, and you're like, God damn, I'm tired of sweating. You just throw off your dress and you start walking with a nice ice cold drink in your hand.
Or like swimming, I feel like Nikki's like skinny trash, dipping though. Maybe.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. More sense than tripping and throwing your ass out.
Yeah.
Anna, what would you go to jail for?
Accidentally smothering someone to death.
Boobs?
Boobs.
It took me 2 seconds and I was like,
What would your punishment be?
Probably life without parole. Let's be realistic.
I was thinking something a little more funny, like maybe a breast reduction, a new bra.
That's not punishment. Those are all rewards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was thinking like actual prison.
You have to have bigger boobs for the rest of your
life. Yeah,
that
would be like the worst punishment you could give me, to be quite honest.
Bigger boobs.
For a second,
or you have to wear like some sort of medieval like cup, metal cups around your boobs.
Oh no.
Like a Viking. Lock. Yeah.
Ow.
Like a Viking hat.
Like a boob chastity belt.
That's got to be an actual thing. They
a chastity belt.
Oh no, Nikki.
Hold on. That deserves a good one.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Oh man. I guess the worst.
All right. So we have three stories for you.
No. You didn't give your answer.
What?
What would you be
What would you be arrested for?
I was going to try to avoid it because Nikki stole mine. I was going to go to jail for mooning someone.
Do you purposely moon people often?
No, but it would be funny.
But who would you moon?
I don't know.
And what would your punishment be?
Why do they really call it moon?
I don't know. Because your ass is white like the moon.
But there's like a crack in it, so it's not necessarily round or it looks like a moon.
I mean, a lot of asses are round.
But there's still that crack. The moon doesn't have a crack in it.
Maybe from all the craters?
Oh, no.
Wait, on the ass or the moon?
What? Both.
Okay.
That's not known.
It's slang for bare buttocks, a usage that dates back as far as the 18th century, according to Google.
But why?
But
I don't know.
But why?
And my punishment was going to be soap without a rope.
Just give up using soap.
I use, body...
Body wash.
Yeah, anyway, so.
Body butter.
So we have three stories for you. The first two we always kind of skim over, and then we have the last one is the one we'll talk about most. Really quick, I just wanted to mention that I did get a chance to watch Love and Saucers with David Huggy Huggins. We nicknamed him Huggy. Mm. There is another podcast that I frequent, and it's called Upchuck Theater, and we did a combined effort for this one, and we watched Love and Saucers, and then we just tore it apart afterwards.
It's on Hulu.
For was free.
Was it saucy?
It was somewhat disturbing, but not saucy. God, no, not saucy.
that word makes me want chicken wings every time I say it.
Like, yeah,
nice,
right.
Saucy chicken wings.
Yeah. See, now I'm going to think of that every time I hear the word saucy. Thank
saucy.
You, Nikki.
And just to put it in a quick snippet, it was not what I expected. The content was what I expected. The dude was painting him having sex with aliens. But the way the documentary went, I actually enjoyed it because it didn't, like, exploit him. It didn't, like, make fun of him. It just made him a human being. Okay, he's 8 years old. His parents are drunks and they're abusive. And he was watching horror sci-fi films. Yeah, that kind of adds up to, that's why you're painting
alien
these
sex.
Episodes with, what was her name? Crescent.
Oh, was it the same one? There weren't multiple?
He did end up humping a lot of them, according to him.
Okay.
But the first, like...
aliens are hoes.
Just these. And we kind of surmise that the aliens he was humping are already hybrids. So they're not the true aliens. Now, there's three different kind of aliens. There's the mantis. Remember the bug, the insect creature?
Yep. Did they say this in the movie?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
There is the mantis. There is the grays.
Uh-huh.
What's the gray? Actually, there's four.
The gray is the one everyone knows, I guess. It's like
yeah, there's actually four, I think.
Head and big eyes and looks like a human, slightly gray.
X-Files.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All you have to say was the X-Files. Grays.
Tall, slim.
I'm not like hip and with it with my alien lingo.
That's the one I know. I don't know the other ones.
So you have the mantis, we have the grays, and then I forget about the one he always talked about in his first couple encounters, the small hairy creature, and we kind of thought maybe that was his penis and he was finally getting, you know, pubic hair, and he was, that's how he was discovering it, and he was calling it the small hairy creature. But and then there's the hybrids, or the kiss-faced women with big jugs, and well-shaved, by the way. And there are some really crazy. I know we looked, Anna, me and you looked at the pictures, and there are some pictures that are really like them saucy. Jerking him off into a bowl and stuff like it is out there.
So
and
weird.
The biggest thing I wanted to talk about wasn't him, but the biggest thing I wanted to talk about
the
is
the biggest thing.
Oh, no.
He had a showing
of his dick.
No. Well, yeah, actually, I think there are some paintings of his.
I mean, technically,
I showing guess. Over
of
here.
His wanker. It was open to the public. So he just had pictures of him. And then there's this one picture of him suckling a tit. And it just was the most ridiculous stuff. The best part of the movie was watching the people's reaction and just cringing. Because they're like, he's talking and they're like, oh, you know, you just, they have that look like, oh my God.
How do you convince an art buyer? To like,
I don't think he was selling them. They just wanted to exhibit it. So yeah, it's definitely, it's only an hour. It's worth the watch just for the fact that it's
messed up.
Yeah, it's really messed up. It does. It's a lot of psychological things you can get from it. Like, okay, this guy just has escapism or whatever you call it. That's how he's dealing
with it. It's his coping mechanism.
Yeah, it's a coping mechanism. But it's a really good flick. I would definitely watch it.
Well, would you watch it again?
No.
So are aliens, are they like in committed, do they have one partner? Are they polyamorous? Is there no form of
probably
relationship?
Depends on the species, no?
Right.
No, no.
Because I mean, like geese mate for life, but then like baboons, they'll just like have sex with everything.
Well, I think like the praying mantis thing, I don't think it had sex at all. It was asexual and they probably just laid eggs. The grays, I have no idea. Who knows how they do it, because every time you see them, they look like eunuchs.
Yeah.
The small little hairy guy, I don't even know how that even got into it, but it was like in his first five encounters. And then the other ones are hybrids that were made for fucking.
They're made for sex.
So that they can breed, and he's fathered many, many, many alien babies.
Where
so
are they? Does he have to pay some sort of child support for them?
No, because I think they're out in the slave pits out on Uranus.
So wait, why would he be
Jim, that was bad.
Creating children to go into the slave? Why would they need him for that?
But how did they create these hybrids, though?
The sperm. I don't know how they.
If they needed him for the sperm, then why are the children like dispensable? Wouldn't you think that they're like supposedly like a really valuable thing? If like,
well, she was just popping them out one right after the other, and then they were actually dying, and then he'd have to touch them on the forehead, and there would be like this electric. I know it's a spoiler alert, but electric thing going from his hand to their head, and then they would wake up, and then they would be fine. So he'd have to visit
like,
every single
thanks,
one.
Thanks, Dad. Just completely, like, coherent.
Yep.
What?
And then our idea is that they were just slaves, or, you know, just a new race of beings that they're trying to create. That they were fans of Paul Stanley and Kiss, because they want to rock and roll all night long.
And then part of every day?
Yeah. Right in Detroit City.
Couldn't they pick like a better band? Copy? Like, there's just a race of like Beatles aliens out there now too, with like bowl cuts
and suits with like floods.
Yeah, that's what their legs actually look like those Clydesdales. Like, it just goes down like that.
Oh my God, I would pay so much money to see that. I'm not
gonna lie. I'll paint you a picture. It won't be good, but I'll paint you.
All right, please do.
Oh, and then I also forgot, during the podcast, we all drew our own alien sex.
Oh, no.
And I'll have my own mini documentary coming out in about a week, because I filmed everyone and they explained what they were doing with the aliens. So that should be fun.
I'm excited for that. I'm not going to lie.
If you are interested in the documentary Love and Saucers, please consider getting a lowdown from the podcast called Upchuck Theater. They go over the flick in depth and even recreate their own alien sex. So why don't you just give them a shot?
Hi, I'm Dustin.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Eric.
And we're three guys sitting on a couch bringing you the Upchuck Theater podcast.
Whether it's the best of John Travolta, oh my God,
or it's the worst of John Travolta, ain't it cool?
Give us a listen and let us know what movies make you upchuck.
We watch the nonsense so you don't have to.
Come waste an hour of your life so you don't waste another one.
All right, so apparently Will Smith got friend-zoned by a robot. The link will be on Midnight Hollow, so you can click on it, take a look at it, and watch it. There's a couple different clips. The one I watched had him, the robot was totally downing him on his music. Like, yeah, I'm not much for that 80s music. It wasn't very good. And he's like, what? And then he tries to kiss it, and she's like, ah. It's kind of weird, but it's definitely something you should watch because I think it's pretty interesting and kind of it's creepy. Look, watching the woman do, like, her facial expressions, yeah, no. Then one of Hazelnut's favorite type of stories.
Ugh.
Russian woman gets embalmed alive and lives for 11 hours.
No! Oh my God. Yeah. That's so scary.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And if you want to venture into that kind of tale, there's, again, a link on the site. But the one we really want to talk about...
Wait. Can we go back to the embalming alive one?
Not necessarily, but
really
yeah.
Quick. She was undergoing surgery to remove ovarian cysts, and then they accidentally gave her something with a high proportion of formaldehyde.
Oh.
What?
What do they have?
How do you make
hand?
That mistake?
Yeah.
Well, where was this done?
Russia.
There you go.
What? They can't read in Russia?
Can you read Russian?
Well, no, but I'm assuming people
they
who live in Russia
weird
can
little
read
characters.
Russian.
How the hell do you read them?
Maybe if they weren't Russian so much.
I mean, do they even have internet
it
in Russia at this
happened.
Point?
No.
Oh, man, that's crazy. I don't... Ugh.
In our feel-good story of the day.
That wasn't it?
No. Is woman saves squirrel with CPR. She learned from the show The Office. Come on, that's amazing.
I've never seen The Office.
I haven't either.
What?
Yeah.
I've seen some episodes, but I haven't watched a lot. I've seen like two or three episodes. Did you
what?
Know it was a British show beforehand?
Yes, I did.
I guess we knew that, yeah.
Yeah, what's his name? Steve Carell refused to watch the British version because he didn't want it to interfere with
that's actually
the
a good
yeah,
idea.
I'm sure that's why. He was like, oh, yeah, method. That's fine.
A college student in Michigan took CPR skills she learned from NBC's The Office to the test when she saved a squirrel that almost drowned. She grabbed him by the nuts. No, it doesn't say that. Wait, hold on.
That's a really
I gotta
pun.
Have my...
No,
that squirrel's no.
That does swing. Not deserve a sound effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that one.
Grabbed by the nuts. No. UPI, I don't know what that is. Sounds like urinary tract infection. But
yeah.
UPI reports Natalie Belsito rescued a squirrel drowning in a pond and performed a variation of CPR on the animal, saving its life. I wonder if she gave it a little tongue.
No. No, you're done. There's me yelling at you.
It was a super cool feeling. Oh. It was a super cool feeling to know that I saved an innocent life, Belsito said. I watched a lot of Animal Planet as a kid, but for the CPR part, the CPR part was a little wow, hello. Was literally all I'm getting a little warm reading this. Literally
about that girl kissing the squirrel
and his nuts.
Yep.
Was literally off.
Jim.
Anna's done. She's done. Was literally all, okay. I'm going to skip that sentence because I can't seem to get through it. The episode Belsito alluded to in the fifth season taught staff to use the beat of the Bee Gees song "Stayin' Alive" to time chest compressions. I bet you that works too.
It does. I learned that in middle school.
That's really?
Mm-hmm.
After performing CPR and using hair dryer, what? Using a hair dryer to keep the squirrel warm, keep his nuts warm.
Where'd she get a hair?
No,
where'd
no.
she get a hair dryer?
I don't know. Evidently, she just carries one in her back pocket.
She
you
was
never
like,
know.
I've
when
been
you're
waiting for this moment.
One day, I'm gonna find that squirrel. She roasts his nuts. Squirrel warm. Belsito released the animal as it appeared to make a full recovery. That is our feel good story of the week, the episode.
How? If I saw a squirrel in the pond, I don't think I'd be able to tell if it was swimming or drowning. Like, how do you look at a squirrel and be like, that squirrel's drowning?
I feel like it was probably flailing.
That movement's inaccurate for a squirrel. Like, I feel like squirrels are always flailing at no matter what they're doing.
But I'm going to go with the theory I had before. I think she's waiting for that. She had, like, a hair dryer. She probably had, like, doctor's gloves.
You can't pinch its nose. So do you just put your mouth over the nose and the mouth, and you're just like, on, like, its whole head? Like,
it's a party favor?
Yeah, and then its entire body's like...
And the tail's like, yeah.
just Looney Tunes.
Like his body is ready.
Oh, and then probably a snot's coming out of it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just, cute.
I wonder if air was coming out of his butt, too.
Little teeth moving around.
Like, if you blow hard enough, it'd probably go through, like, its whole system and out his ass.
I don't think your lungs are attached to your ass.
It might be. You don't know the anatomy of a squirrel, man.
I know, that's kind
of
nuts.
The anatomy of the squirrel.
Oh,
no. That was bad.
That was really bad.
Okay. Well, Nikki, do you have anything to add to this lovely nut-filled, because it's the hazelnut over there, nut-filled
dang.
Episode?
I don't think so. My mind's a little blown. I'm going to watch this tonight. I'm going to get some saucy wings and I'll watch it because I have so many unanswered questions.
You're gonna. I can't. I mean, I could talk about it for 2 hours and still not cover.
Loaded with questions and be like, "What is going on?"
We'll have to have a meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anna, do you have anything, or Hazelnut? Do you have anything to add to this fantastic nutty? Nothing.
No, I was trying to think of a nutty pun, but I couldn't.
Oh no, Hero didn't.
Okay, Nick. There you go. I'm stealing Nikki's.
And I've been trying to come up with an ending because. Mine sucks. You should Midnight Hollow so you don't get Rickrolled. Because that's the reason why I created it. I would be on YouTube all the time trying to watch ghost videos and it'd be just Rickrolled all the time.
Really?
Yeah, and I was getting pissed off. So I was like, fuck it. I need to find a place where I can put everything where you're not getting Rickrolled. So that was the reason I created the site, Midnight Hollow.
I love a good Rickroll, though.
I'm gonna give Chuddy's a try. If you don't want to swallow, you might as well. Midnight Hollow.
I'll think of a good one for you.
I love it. No, you have to use that.
Rolls off the tongue.
No, you have to use it.
Thank you for listening. See you next time.